You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This segment is brought to you by Alan Gray. More than 50 years of long-term investing, Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. It certainly has been a very, very busy year. And on the 1st of September this year, we got official implementation date of the two-pot system. And that's brought about a lot of changes. There's been billions of rands withdrawn from asset managers and fund managers like Alan Gray and other managers by all of us and all of the individuals that have got their pensions with various institutions. These millions have led us to make very different decisions, and we're going to take a look at the impact of the two-pot system on consumers. I'm joined on the line by Richard Carter from Alan Gray to take a look at this. He's head of assurance at Alan Gray. Good evening, Richard. Thanks so much for taking the time. How have South Africans responded to the new two-pot system?
Thanks for having me on the show. It's great to be with you. There've been a variety of responses, but as you noted there in the intro, several million South Africans actually have dipped into their pension funds for various reasons. Some of those for to pay off pressing debt and to get themselves out of incredibly tight predicaments, but many to fund whether it's Black Friday or Christmas shopping or whatever else, many to be able to afford things that they maybe couldn't have, and to go on what could be termed a spending spree.
Richard, when we look at the two-pot system, obviously this new system now has affected how we look at retirement as a whole, and permanently so, and this has an impact on investment strategies going forward. Does this new two-pot system, or should this new two-pot system rather, affect your retirement planning and your retirement goals just because you've got a new savings pot?
Oh, well, it depends. As always, that's usually the answer, I guess. For some people, if they avoid the temptation to take any money out of their out of their pot at all, and they just carry on saving as before, then it needn't make any change whatsoever. But for many people who can't do that and who are going to take money out of their retirement savings, it should lead to some rethinking, because if you're taking money out, then that ultimately means it's going to be less at the end, and you need to do something about it. If you don't do anything about it, you're going to get to retirement with a whole lot less to live off than you would have had. So for people who can't resist that and who are going to take out money out of their pension fund, they need to sit down and look at how much they're putting in. As I said, if they don't do that, they could end up worse off.
Mm. Richard, you mentioned that for some people that withdrawal from their retirement pot, as was allowed by legislation, was used for Black Friday expenses. Some of it was used to pay down debt, all sorts of different things. But this new savings component that we now have, this new savings pot that's given us three pots instead of two, or seven instead of one, that new pot, if we look at it from a use case perspective, can we look at that pot as an emergency fund? Is that a wise thing to do? Are there pros and cons to looking at it from there?
Yeah, that's a great question. The thing is that if you don't increase how much you're saving, then what you're actually doing is dividing up what you were saving before into these two different pots and trying to use that money now for something that it previously wasn't intended for. And so that's why I say it can leave you less well off, because you're now using it as an emergency fund, whereas previously you were regarding it as retirement money. If you increase how much you're saving overall, and you do think about it as, well, I've got an emergency savings pot and I've got a retirement pot, but in aggregate I'm saving more, then sure, all very well. Think of it as an emergency pot, and it does have some pros. You're getting to save into it before you pay tax, so it's quite an advantageous way of doing it. And if you don't need it for an emergency, then it will build up into a meaningful asset over time, which can either be part of your retirement savings or some other future need. Then that's a very responsible way to approach it. I think that the con, as we said, there are pros and cons, is if all you do is save what you were before, and every year you take everything out of that savings pot just because you can, then that could leave you a whole lot worse off than you would have been.
Richard, I want to look at the time component that you spoke about, but I want to look at it from a slightly different perspective. We've often had conversations, especially around the Two-Pot, that time, when it comes to retirement, is probably one of the greatest assets you can have, in that it allows you the benefit of being able to compound things and grow things over an exponential kind of period of time, right? So,
that's right.
In dipping into your savings, or in dipping into these retirement funds over the festive season, over January, to cover things like emergency school fees, emergency expenses, and all of that, what's the impact that has from a time perspective on your long-term goals?
I mean, it can be very detrimental. I think for many people, this initial amount of up to $30,000, you know, might not be such a big deal in the scheme of things, especially if you've been saving for many years and you're going to continue saving for many years. And for those people, you know, it's more important to think about, you know, well, now one third of what I save goes into this pot every single year, and how responsible am I going to be with that? But absolutely, time, you know, saving enough and then leaving it over the decades while one works is the only way to build up a meaningful retirement pot. There is no quick fix for this. It does take time. It takes the disciplined contribution plus the investment return. And if you take the money out, then you are, you know, robbing yourself of that component and that opportunity for the investment return to really work in your favor. So yes, it robs you of that time, and it can be, as I said, it can be quite detrimental unless it's used wisely. For those people who compensate for that by putting more in and then being disciplined about what they take out, they can make time work for them.
You mentioned discipline and you mentioned contributions, Richard, and I want to take a look at the longer term kind of objectives that you put in, or the outcomes that you get from being disciplined, from having that consistency of your contributions. What are some of the easy wins that investors and savers can put in place to ensure that by the time I retire, I've met my objectives, I haven't put myself in an awkward position where I don't have enough money for retirement? What are some of the easy wins in the short to medium term that will benefit you in the long term?
Look, I mean, I don't want to pretend that anything to do with money is easy, because we all know that it isn't. But I think those people that effectively, you know, view that that amount that's going into a retirement fund almost similarly to tax. It just comes off and it's gone and it gets saved every month, and I really don't keep trying to do anything with it. I'm not trying to manage it actively. I'm just, you know, handing it over and it's gone, and I leave it for the decades. They're going to be in the best place possible. I think that when we start having a very, you know, this more short-term mindset, and we include the amount going into the retirement fund into our budgeting, and then this month maybe I can afford it, and then next month maybe I can't. You know, you make it harder for yourself. I think if you can almost like rule that out, it comes off first, before tax even, and it's gone, and it's for the future me, and that's it. I think that is an important first step to almost protecting that money, and you're not relying on it for the short and medium term needs.
Responsible decision making leads to a comfortable retirement. I think we'll leave the conversation there. Richard, thanks so much for taking the time. Richard Carter, Head of Assurance at Allen Gray, taking stock of the Two-Pot system and what these changes mean for your retirement. The segment was brought to you by Allen Gray. More than 50 years of long-term investing. Allen Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.